Throughout this week, we're hearing stories about a dirty creek that flows out of downtown Atlanta and through neighborhoods on the west side. There have been problems with the health of the creek itself, flooding and pollution, and that can lead to health problems for the people who live nearby, even if they don't touch the water. Today, WABE's Molly Samuel looks at Proctor Creek and public health.
In places, Proctor Creek is actually really nice. It looks like one of those North Georgia mountain streams flowing over granite boulders. It's hard to see this as a public health threat. But the EPA recently found traces of banned pesticides in fish at Proctor Creek. And there are stretches that are pretty bad looking. You wouldn't really even think it's a creek. Dirty water running through a cement ditch, clogged with trash. It was next to a spot like that where I met Latrice Michelle Yarbrough last year. She said when the creek floods, the rats climb out.
The rats so big, they look like cats. They hang on top of the fence when it flooded. Cause they like humans, they trying to save their life.
So as far as potential health issues in the scene, here's what I can think of. Rodents that can spread disease both by themselves and with the fleas and ticks that are on them. Flooding water with E. coli and fecal coliform bacteria in it. And potentially places for mosquitoes to breed, which can mean Zika or West Nile virus.
You're talking about potential for waterborne diseases.
Monica Robinson is with the Fulton County Department of Health. She says many neighborhoods around Proctor Creek have weathered decades of disinvestment and people moving away. So beyond the creek itself, there's crime, there's blight, there's abandoned houses, there's illegal dumping. There's also air pollution from roads and trains and businesses.
So you're talking about physical issues, you're talking about social issues and economic issues all coming together and convening, you know, in a neighborhood.
And all that, Robinson says, can be a burden on mental health, too. All these things pile on.
These are issues that are typical for what we call neighborhoods that are experiencing environmental injustices. And it's been well documented that those neighborhoods tend to be minority and low income.
4 years ago, the Environmental Protection Agency designated Proctor Creek to be one of its priority locations in the country. That's brought more federal attention to clean up Proctor Creek and improve public health. But it's difficult to say for sure what specific thing leads to any given health problem when you've got so many. A study by scientists at Emory University tried to tackle one element affecting Proctor Creek neighborhoods, mold.
Mold is a known trigger for asthma development as well as asthma symptoms. It can worsen asthma symptoms.
Melanie Pearson works at the Rollins School of Public Health.
We're talking about mold throughout the house, so not just in the places you would expect water to be.
Emory scientists went to English Avenue in Vine City to research mold and asthma. These are low-lying neighborhoods in the Proctor Creek area with known flooding problems.
I'll show you some pictures here. These are some of the houses we went into.
There's mold growing up the walls.
It looks a lot like black spots.
Of the 150 houses where they took samples to check for mold, more than 80% had it. And of the adults who answered the doors at those houses, 14% had asthma. But there's a complication. Relatively few of the homes they surveyed had flooding issues. So is the mold caused by the creek? Maybe. Pearson says it could also be that houses are run down and landlords aren't quick to fix leaks.
I would say probably a lot of this is due to the disrepair in the homes and the disinvestment in the community.
So again, we end up with broader challenges instead of a single smoking gun. Still, this study has value. It gives scientific, published, peer-reviewed credence to community concerns.
Data is valuable when people see numbers and they can connect with it. It helps to drive policy change.
Yomi Noibi is the head of EcoAction, a local nonprofit. He's focused on getting the message of the study out to the neighborhoods. And he says it's working. Proctor Creek residents are sharing tips on how to get rid of mold. And that, he says, is a good sign.
Are you kidding? It's excellent. Because they took ownership of the findings. When a community takes ownership of something, oh my God, you are on the right path.
So this is one way people in the Proctor Creek neighborhoods are improving their health. Tomorrow, we're looking at changes to the creek itself to prevent the flooding in the first place. Molly Samuel, WABE News.
And Molly's series on Proctor Creek continues all this week on Morning Edition, and you can check out her stories and you can look at a slideshow by visiting our website, wabe.org.